What is to become of the historic downtown as the development of Oviedo on the Park progresses?
The historic downtown is going to redevelop into a walkable district that will be connected to the new downtown, or the new development, or Oviedo on the Park. As most people see up and down Oviedo Boulevard, there are nice wide sidewalks for interconnectability. The city is going to have the trailhead up at Oviedo Gymnasium. The trailhead is already there, but the trail will actually interconnect. So it's going to be a big, large, walkable district from Mitchell Hammock Road all the way on up to Franklin, Division Street, into that area, the Baptist Church. The primary landholders down there have been working with the city on a redevelopment plan, similar to the type of plan that we put together for Oviedo on the Park. The catalyst for all of that will be the new tax revenue derived from the development of Oviedo on the Park. That's what's going to help fund some of the infrastructure improvements up in the old downtown or the historic downtown area. We have just learned recently that our road improvement dollars have been moved up by about 3 years from Metro Plan. Metro Plan is the organization that controls how the dollars are spent on road improvement throughout the Central Florida area. So our funds have been moved up for right-of-way acquisition from the year 2017 to the year 2014. Now, that is exciting news. I caution everybody, though, because those dollars will only be available if they're available. Currently, the TRIP funding portion, TRIP funding is the state funding program for these road projects, and currently their coffers are fairly dry.
Is that funded out of trust funds?
A lot of your TRIP funding comes out of mortgage dock stamps and such.
Not trust funds,
predominantly. Not trust funds, per se.
Or not tied up in transportation trust funds?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Okay. No, TRIP funding comes from the dock stamps and such. So as the housing market starts to pick up, as it's starting to do, those funds will get replenished, and we are moved up 3 years. So we're excited to hear that. And, you know, most of the improvements down there of the roadway, people must remember, even though the basic FDOT designs that people may see out there, it looks like, you know, a highway going through the city, that's only because of the federal guidelines. I mean, we've actually retained home rule on the road, and we are going to make it a boulevard. So it's going to be a smaller lanes, tree line, sidewalks. It's the vision is there. And that's the most important thing. Our city council has been phenomenal over the last 3-4 years at looking at things as the big picture. You know, it's something that, you know, we bring up often inside of there, and the council members understand it. Councilman Britton always brings up big picture, myself, Councilman Schenck. You know, your city council, we're the legislative body. We really have to be looking at things from 50,000, 100,000 feet. You know, not getting down into the weeds, so to speak. Because once we create that vision becomes bigger than us. It becomes the expectation, and that's what makes these things happen. So we are quite excited.
With no disrespect to our combined forebears, over time, how did the current downtown get to be what many refer to as dilapidated?
Boy, that's a...
Or, as one person put it, how did it get to be so hodgepodge lodge-like?
Well, there's a simple answer to that.
What is that?
There was a vision many years ago that if we constrained the traffic through Oviedo, and this gets back to the road issue. You know, a lot of times folks will ask, how come the roads are all widened up to Oviedo until you get to our borders? Councils of the past made a decision to constrain these roadways to force the traffic around Oviedo rather than through Oviedo in hopes of creating a thriving business district in the historic downtown area. Now, 2020 shows us that didn't work. But that was their plan. That was their vision. That's what they had in mind. Now, there were many different studies done at the time. A lot of studies said that wouldn't work. A lot of studies said, you know, some fewer than most said maybe it would work. But it was the vision. They were trying to hang on to what this community was. This community was a one traffic light town, Stephen. You may have been here. You had Meat World. You had, that was it. It was a little downtown long before I was here. So they were trying to hang on to that. So that's what created what we are dealing with in today's modern era. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't fault anybody for that. It's what they truly believed in. It just didn't work out. Things happen sometimes. I mean, we've been working on a hospital for 10 years. It just hasn't worked out. We're going to get there, though. The convergence of the state roads in the center of our downtown is what creates, you know, that that tough position that we're in. Because you've got 434 coming through the town, you got 426 coming through the town, it breaks off 419. The intersection just needs to be improved. We put in the parallel pairs a few years back. I know they frustrate some people.
The parallel pairs.
The parallel pairs are the current way the traffic flows in one way in the downtown. I realize they frustrate some people, but everyone forgets what it used to be like before we had them. So this certainly makes it much better. We'll have some widening, we'll have some improvements, we'll get some boulevards, we'll get that traffic flowing. Because once you have the traffic flowing through the downtown and the area becomes convenient, then it becomes conducive, and then you'll have development. Parking, yeah, there isn't very much parking down there right now either.
May I paraphrase what I understood you to say relative to the dilapidatedness of it and how that
became? I don't
look
at it as dilapidatedness. I look at it as opportunity.
That you said there was, with all the best of intentions in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, a nostalgic grip on downtown.
Yes.
And that it simply didn't work out to match the needs of the 21st century. And now we're having to deal with that.
I think that the council, that is a fair paraphrase, but I believe that over the 10 or 12 years, the council has addressed that when we did the new downtown study and we included the old downtown in the redevelopment. We really laid the groundwork to modernize it without losing its charm, because it's nobody's intention to just plow it all down and just make it all go away. It is our intention to redevelop it. Yes, some of the buildings may go, but redevelop it into a functional downtown and still have chickens walking around in it.
It's been represented by to me by those familiar with the nuance of downtowns that Oviedo's downtown is not particularly different from any downtown developed in the 30s, 40s, and 50s that had a railroad coming directly through downtown, and that much of what council today, residents today, frustratingly deal with is as a result of a railroad coming through long before any of those council members were ever established. That in and of itself, as time marches on, creates downtown problems in any community, Oviedo and beyond, that has or had a railroad coming through to it.
Well, I'm going to
Would you agree with that?
Well, the yes and no. You know, the railroads in their day were the only form of transportation to get the goods, and in our case it was agricultural, out into market to be sold.
So no wonder we coalesced around it.
Yes. That was the reason for them. Now, in some of the older communities, like we'll bring up Sanford as a perfect example, Sanford has that nice little historic district, but their district is built, that would be east, I guess, or south of 1792. So it's off to the side. So it doesn't have the major transportation infrastructure coming through it as ours. Our historic downtown has, which creates more of the problems. I mean, and again, Stephen, again, 2020 hindsight, I mean, there were plans years ago We have the traffic study books here at the city. You know, before the city was developed, the way it was developed, to build alternative routes around the city of Oviedo that just, you know, never, for one reason or another, never came into fruition. So we are dealing with the major arteries of the north-south traffic flow, and more than north-south, it's east-west. The east-west is really the problem, of, you know, running through the heart of the old historic downtown. So we need to deal with that in a boulevard fashion, keep it pedestrian-friendly, which is the vision goal and what's written into the plans by your city council.
You said there's no intention, clearly, that the entire historic downtown is going to be leveled. But there is going to have to be some building relocations or removals. Is that principally on the south side of County Road 426 as it goes through Oviedo?
That is currently the plan. Okay. That the takings would be more on the south side of the roadway than the north side of the roadway. A lot of those buildings that are on the south side of the roadway were built in the 30s, 40s, you know, after the big fire that wiped out the original downtown. Most people realize don't realize it's not the original downtown. There's a building or two left from the original downtown, which I think, if memory serves me correctly, might be what's known as the Cleaners, the Oviedo Cleaners. I think that's an original building, or one or two of them are. There are historians in the community who'd be much better at that than I am, but most of the buildings are there, built in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Some are, built to standards back then that aren't conducive to the types of structures or standards that we would have today.
The road development funds, are they essentially going to be applied towards extending County Road 426 further east from where it now ends in a four-lane at Oviedo High School and Pine Street?
Correct. It'll eventually push all the way through.
And when that happens, that's going to create some of the relocations of some of the buildings on the south side.
On the south side. The redevelopment plan that we're working on currently, because the actual widening all the way through is many years off, we're looking at different realignment plans to get the fifth intersection out of the historic downtown.
Say that again.
That fifth intersection, which is where 426 currently meets Railroad Street and Station Street, kind of getting that swung over. We're working on a slight widening of the mouth of the intersection of on 434, create some more turn lanes. There are many different applications and plans that we are looking at. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have an update at a work session here at City Hall on February 15th at 5:30.